the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Someone asked me, what if the Texans, and this is a possibility, what if Jay Cutler became available? Would you want him?
I don't know the answer to this, but are you better off just saying, you know what, we're going to keep rolling with Hoyer, especially if he keeps playing at the level he's playing at, and try to draft the guy for the future? I don't know. I'd be interested, sure, because it's an upgrade. But at what cost?
I think it's an option worth exploring. If UH has the success that, if you put me in those shoes, of course I hope they have a ton of success. I hope they go undefeated. And if that happens, inevitably, he's going on to something else.
The good news is, it's an attractive enough job to get a guy like that. And when he moves on to the next spot, that's going to be another job that the next hotshot coordinator is going to look at and say, Tom Herman got the Alabama job out of that. Or Tom Herman got this. Kevin Sumlin got A&M. That's appealing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, boy, you missed some good stuff. We
100, 100, 25, 50, 100, 100.
We're almost there.
We could get to 1,000 really fast. Those are listener donations coming in.
I'm okay. It'd have to take more than 1,000.
$1,000, John. Think about how many times you could take Teresa out to dinner.
Yeah, well, that fancy place you guys go twice, but...
You could buy a new suit, take her out to some really nice sushi. Huh?
No.
This time,
get a hotel room.
This time, close your eyes and your mouth.
Get a hotel room?
Yeah.
No, because I couldn't open my eyes for an hour.
Well, you shouldn't have opened your eyes to begin with. That was a mistake.
Somebody warned him about that. But that's all right. Yeah. Nobody ever listens to me on the show.
Well, apparently Mama wants a new purse.
There you go. If you missed the first 2 hours, we replayed the pepper spray incident. We found out that I have a high number on the creepometer that I'm going to work on. And we had some sports talk in there, too. All on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. My other favorite part of that whole incident was my wife starts getting all these texts from people while she's at work. She had no clue what was going on because she wasn't listening. About, is Fred fired? I'm like, oh, what the hell did this idiot do now?
Oh, boy.
And she was saying, so, of course, she gets on the Facebook page where, and then the next day, when poor Carl Dukes is filling in and he's just getting destroyed. So he's having his friends call in to tell him how great he is because, I mean, the lines are just blown up. People are pissed off that we're not there. And Dave is getting inundated with emails and phone calls.
I got called a sellout.
Yeah, you got called a sellout.
Who called you a sellout?
Listeners.
Yeah.
Man.
And
because you couldn't take it like a champ, man.
No, apparently, because you guys got suspended and I didn't.
They thought, yeah.
Yeah, which...
I mean, it's not like they could suspend
fair.
You.
Yeah, it's only fair that we got suspended.
Let's be honest. Jong was a willing participant.
Yeah.
It's not like...
He could have said
snuck
no.
up on you and
yeah, what the hell were you doing
face?
Not getting suspended in retrospect?
You were part of this.
They weren't paying you enough.
Well, I got sent home for the day, so.
Well, yeah. Okay. But that was because you were a mess. But poor Carl's getting inundated. Poor Dave's getting inundated. So Dave calls me that night. It's like, so what'd you do today? It's like, I went over to Nick's place and just got wasted. That's what I did with my day off. Huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you guys are out having fun and we're having to deal with all this crap. It's like, oh, okay. That's how things roll. Well, we need to. We'll come up with some. But we haven't done anything really crazy in a while. I guess getting John drunk on air was pretty good. But we'll come up with something. I don't know that we need to do any more abusive stuff to each other. I think we've all kind of. You had to get tased once before you got here.
Yeah.
I had to eat crow. John had to go through that and dress up like a cheerleader.
What do you think, Jong, of Fred eating crow in the same category as me getting tased and you getting pepper sprayed?
I would
that
trade
seems
that
unfair, right?
I'd trade that 10 times
yeah,
over one.
Except I'll tell you what. Y'all's got over fast. That my stomach was a mess for a month and a half after that.
A month and a half.
So I did not feel right for 2 months. I mean, it was the guy did a good job cooking it. But it was like, I'll tell you what it was like. It was like eating a bag of dirt and then having it sit in your stomach for 2 months.
Oh, that's so great.
Especially when I was fat at the time. You get fat stomach dirt. That's what it was like. So, no, I'm not signing up for anything else stupid. Now we can do something to other people. Or, you know, I'm okay with that.
How much, what do you think it would take for us to, like, you know, like Aaron or Tyler? I know Aaron, like, he's got, like, 8 jobs. What could we crowdfund to, like, kick him in the nuts as hard as we can or something? That seems reasonable.
I don't know. I think he wants kids in the future. And then he's married. He just got a new house. Right,
freeze it, man.
Then I'm sure his wife's already done it to him.
Freeze it.
I don't know. They're both outside. You can ask them.
I bet one of them would
do it. Well, we need to come up with an idea. We will. The listeners will. But you know what? The one thing about that whole thing, that's when I fell in love with our listeners because that's when I realized, A, how many we had, and B, just how much they love the show because the response afterwards was just overwhelming. So,
Dean says John can start saving for a ring for his girl.
Yeah. Boy, $1,000 would get you a long way there, brother.
Yeah, more than 1,000.
That's a start on getting a new place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little
maybe
more privacy.
A place together.
A little more privacy,
where you guys can make love nice and loud. You can give loud sex to her.
Yeah, and you'll just be pissing off your neighbors. And they're just going to try to be louder than you because that's what they do.
That's the best because I picture it now, like. When John and Teresa have sex,
why are you picturing this?
My parents are in the next room.
This is so disturbing. That is creepy.
My parents are right next door. You've got to be quiet. Like John turning the TV up real loud.
Hey, you know what? This is another one of those inside things that became pretty funny later. My brother mentions this. I liked how the drunken camel rider thought he had your spot. Not so fast, partner. Is Michael Carroll around here? Because there were texts flying around reportedly between those guys thinking they had our job.
Yeah, Michael told me that Anton and John were celebrating that we got in trouble.
Oh, that's not surprising.
I don't blame guys. It's like, oh, we're going to get our chance. And the other part of it was we had just signed a big sponsorship deal that the station couldn't afford to lose. So I knew we were pretty safe. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We'll take some more phone calls when we come back, but I'm sure Raheel was listening to that while he was out at the UT co-op.
I sure am. And you know who else was listening? Chad. Listener Chad stopped by and got the T-shirt. Big ups to Chad. His full name is Chadwick.
Chadwick is off. I have a cousin named Chadwick.
That's a cool
Chadwick.
Name.
Chadwick. That's awesome.
No, that's not a cool name. Nobody goes with that.
No, that's awesome because you can just go by Chad and nobody knows. But then when you want to be regal, you can throw a British accent on it.
Do you think Wick, Chadwick. Adding Wick to your name somehow makes it regal? Fredwick?
Well, not on Fred, but it works
Raheel
on Chad.
Wick? It doesn't work.
Raheel Wick is horrible.
John Wick? I mean, that's adding Wick to your name doesn't make it regal.
Well, it's got to be English, okay? None of us have English names.
John Wick sounds like a horrible passport application fail. John Wick. Well, guys, I am at the UT co-op, going to be here for
or Asian
hour.
Pumpkin porn.
Yeah, there is.
And yeah, it's located right here in Uptown Plaza, 1131 Uptown Park Boulevard. If you're on your way home, stop on by and pick up the new Blitz T-shirts like Chadwick did. And of course, you got AJ pepper spraying John in the face and Fred turning his back. That T-shirt is right here, $9.99. Also, you can order it online at universitycoop.com and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Stop by until 7 p.m. They close at 7 p.m. They're going to have it past today also. So if you want to stop by another time, come on by. But right now, I'm here signing your T-shirts.
Nice.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting my fingerprints all over them.
I don't mind that at all.
Hey, also, UT Kansas tickets. We're giving away UT Kansas tickets and a stay at the Red Roof Inn. Come register. We got Logan and Brittany hanging out, taking little forms here for everyone. So come on by and get your UT gear for that UT Kansas game this Saturday. Stop on by the University Co-op in Uptown Park Boulevard. Remember, you support the team and everyone benefits, including students at UT.
Hey, Raheel, I know that because we couldn't be out there because we're doing the show right now. Mm-hmm. But are we selling a lot of T-shirts to the Indian crowd because you're there?
No, the Indian crowd has not come out in full support yet. They have not. If they have, they probably just tricked their way into one.
Can you tweet it out or something then so they'll show up?
Well, I'm not Indian, AJ, so I don't know if they Indian time would show up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Pakistani. Big difference there.
You've tricked me into thinking you're Indian for some reason.
No, I didn't know. You trick yourself into thinking that. I'm Pakistani, 100%.
See, we're gonna have to start the vaguely Middle Eastern, radio society here or something, so that people get some respect.
But your child is part Indian, right?
She's a fourth Indian.
Okay. Any worries with that?
I am. It's that fourth that always causes trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Raheel, one more before we let you go, since you work with John Granato. Where would you put Granato on the creepometer?
Who's creepier, Fred or John Granato? Is what he really wants to know.
Oh, we know John's creepier, but I have him at a 7. Is that too low?
No, I think that's a fair number. 7's a fair number. I can see him as high as an 8.5, though.
Okay.
But
we've decided Rich Lord's a 10, and I don't think he's that close, so.
Oh, that's a good. If Rich Lord's a 10, Barry's a 9.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Barry.
Barry could be a full-on 9.5.
What about the Mighty Gwynn?
The Mighty Gwynn he coasts in at a 6.5.
Okay.
Okay.
But if the Mighty Gwynn votes for Donald Trump, then it's like an 8, right?
Oh, yeah, instantly. Okay. Actually, that might help him. It might help him knock a point off. I don't know. That's a tough one for me. Where do you guys have me?
I don't find you very creepy.
No, we don't have you very creepy at all. In fact, if you're not rated, then you're lower than a 3. So it's kind of you and John are lower than 3s. I've got myself as a solid 5. I have AJ at about a 3.8 or 4.
John is below 3?
Yeah, I don't find John creepy either.
Huh.
I think it's because you guys are young. It's harder to be creepy when you're young. The older
John at a 4.
Really? Well, if you saw his shoes today, yeah, it's a 4. But generally, no. No. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But the good news is that I feel safe in saying that none of us are among the creepiest people in this building.
Yes, that's always a good thing.
What do you think of Salisbury?
Oh, he's not creepy. I put him at a 3, just an entry-level creepy.
Just keep in mind that he texted a picture of his dong to a chick once, and a homeless guy lives in his house.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying 3. That's pretty badass. that is dope. That's awesome.
All right, Raheel. Appreciate it, man. And sell some more shirts.
Raheel,
and catch
Raheel. You're such a trickster.
Stop it, AJ.
You can catch Raheel 10 to 12 with John Granato every day, Monday through Friday. Raheel, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, I'm going to
tell you. Now that you made such a mess.
How would I clean it up? Of course I would clean it up with DFC. Listen, guys, if you can see dirt and mud on your carpets or your rug, just imagine what you can't see with the naked eye, all the bacteria, the allergens, flea eggs, all that gross stuff. You're walking around. Your kid is crawling around on the floor. Your baby, your precious baby is crawling around on flea eggs and bacteria. Don't be that baby owner. DFC, your one-stop resource for all your carpet, tile, and upholstery needs. Save yourself some time by trusting DFC to do the job right. I use DFC at my house in Austin. I still use it at my house in Austin when I have new renters come in. I use it at my house here in Houston. They do fantastic work. They always leave the floors looking like new. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using soaps or chemicals like the old school dudes are using. And once the stains are gone, they don't come back like the other guys. Not just carpet either. They do tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble. They do it all with that unique patented technology. And now they're doing it on Sundays. Sunday service now available. Call now. You'll get a family 4-pack to the Texas Renaissance Fest with any purchase. And at the end of the day at the Ren Fest, you come home to a clean house. It's hard to beat that. Call 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning.
ESPN 97.5.
Patriots, Redskins, NFL, 12 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz.
And we are back.
713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, take some phone calls. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page and Twitter and all those things. And if you missed any of the show today, all available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out, full show podcast. And also on podcastarena.com, you can pick up a copy of our new audiobook, Sports Betting Blitz Style Introduction. It's good for beginners. It's good for people who've been doing it for a while. It's just good. It really is. Check it out. And it's funny that we played the pepper spray thing because our next project is going to be we're going to do a best of the Blitz that is a lot of stuff that's not available on the podcast. We're going to do some sort of a director's cut where we tell some behind-the-scenes stories on some of these things. So I'm hoping that we get Tepper to weigh in on a few things since he was a big part of all this.
Is it the story of the Blitz?
No, it's going to be a lot of the... We're going to go through and all of us put together some of the best bits that we think we've done, the funniest things, the most off-the-wall things, and then we're going to sort of pick the best of them, and then we'll go through and talk about some of them. Okay. So it'll be... It won't just be a best of. It's going to be a best of, like a director's cut when you buy a DVD.
Okay.
Where there's some more information on how it happened. Sort of interviews with us about it and maybe some other people who were involved.
Who's going to interview us? You?
No. We'll get somebody else to do it. Because unless it's something you... Like, I might interview about your prank calling your mom.
Okay.
But in general, we'll probably have somebody else come in and say, wait a minute, what the hell were you guys thinking? And then we'll kind of go over it. Because there's a bunch of good stuff. I just kind of did a preliminary list, and I had like 26 things right off the top. So, Jong, have you started working on your list yet?
Yeah, I'm looking, digging through the old archives to find what we have from the Cumulus days.
Yeah, that's going to be the stuff that'll be the most valuable to people because we won't be able to. We're going to have it out for Christmas, though. So it'll make a nice gift. So
please don't give me that for Christmas.
AJ, how long have we known each other? What are you getting from me for Christmas?
Booze.
Probably, exactly. Yeah. You're probably going to get a really cool beer that I got somewhere, and that's what we all do, and I'm totally fine with that.
Hey, little breaking news. This no surprise. I don't know if you guys saw that Zach Greinke declined his player option, and he's a free agent, leaving $71 million on the table.
He must already have talked to the Red Sox or something about getting paid a hell of a lot more than that.
And
that would be my guess.
Alex Gordon has declined his player option, too, so he'll become a free agent as well.
That one we expected.
And I would guess Red Sox, Cubs, Yankees, those types of teams will be heavy in on good old Alex Gordon.
It'll be interesting. I bet the Dodgers are in.
Oh, yeah, they probably will be. Although they've got more outfielders than they need already.
But... It's funny. They've kind of changed the dynamic. They're the ones who are the idiots about everybody now. Yeah. So it's interesting to see them lose a guy. But that just means they'll go after David Price or Johnny Cueto, one of those guys. They'll spend a bunch of money on him. We get this question a lot, and I've answered it a bunch, but I'll answer it anyway because it's a fair question. A lot of new listeners. Do you guys keep track of how much money you won or lost on sports betting? Curious to know if it's profitable for y'all or just entertainment. It's entertainment, but it's profitable. Yeah. And it wasn't always. I've been pretty honest about that it took a lot of losing to get to where I became a consistent winner.
I do it like year to year for the most
part.
Yeah,
that's how I keep track as well.
I've been profitable probably 4 out of the last 5 years. I know 2 years ago I wasn't, and I can't think of one since then. And like now I wouldn't call it necessarily profitable. I'm not losing.
Yeah.
But I'm not making enough money that it's worth all the time that I put in.
Right, right. And that's I have 3 separate things that I keep track of: sports betting, horse racing, and poker. And 2 of the last 3 years, I've been profitable in all 3. Which is I had never been profitable in all 3 before. There's always one that funds both of them.
I'm not profitable in blackjack. That's a sure thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't mess with any of that. But my horse betting. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this. I got beat up on the Breeders' Cup this year. This is the worst Breeders' Cup I've ever had. And I felt pretty confident about it. And it's funny how those races work. I was the horse that ran second in the mile who got trapped on the rail and finally got out and came flying. If he wins, I have a huge weekend because of the way I play it. But he runs second, I get my butt whipped, And I'd had a couple of bad sports betting weeks in a row, but I got off to such a fantastic start, it's almost impossible that I'm going to have a losing year. It's possible, but it's not likely, especially after hitting a pretty big one last night. And then poker, I'm up a little for the year, but I haven't played a whole bunch, and that's something I plan to remedy. And
yeah, we'll be in Vegas pretty soon.
Yeah, and there will be some tournaments played while we're out there.
Yep.
And I guarantee you, usually when we get in there, one of us cashes. Sometimes both of us.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But I am planning. I've got a couple of trips planned next year that I'm actually going to go play circuit events, play the main events at them. So we'll see how it goes. But I talk about when I lose. I make no bones about it because it's not. No matter what people tell you, there are no locks. There's no exact science. There's educated guesses. And making the best, most educated guess you can, and the more work you put into it, the better off you are. All right. Let's talk about FanDuel, because every week we do a little $5 tournament. And I finished 89th out of almost 300 people last week. A little disappointed in that because I had a pretty good team. But not as good as Jay Whitbub. And here's who he had for his team. As he won $200 for his little $5 investment. Eli Manning, pretty good. Devontae Freeman, Todd Gurley. How about Odell Beckham Jr., Michael Floyd, Stephon Diggs, Delanie Walker, Josh Brown, and the Rams defense. So, yeah, congratulations. That's why you won. And good job. And you can be the next one. You can hear about your team next week. It's all $5. You just go to FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com/Fowler. Get signed up. $5 entry, $200 to the winner, and we've had close to 300 people every week. So dive on in, beat everybody else. You can be the next blitzer to hear about how good you are and how much better you were than me. And FanDuel's really easy to play. It's a leader in one-week fantasy football. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. It's easy to build a team. You just take the guys and stand at the salary cap just like he did, put your team together, sit back and watch it go. It's never too late to join. There's still a lot of season left. So if you're not on FanDuel, go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code Fowler, and sign up now. They've got that special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code Fowler today. Don't forget to use my code Fowler. And if you're already on FanDuel, FanDuel.com/Fowler. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I wanted to get this yesterday. We never did. Did you see those idiots rappelling at the Panthers game?
Yes.
All I could think of was, how the hell did they get that equipment in there?
I don't know.
And I haven't seen any stories about it since. And they were protesting something. That's fine if you want to protest. But, A, how do you get that stuff in there?
Keep your protesting outside, please.
Outside of football, please. Yeah. But, A, how do you get in there? B, how do the cops just not cut the thing and let you fall? That's what I would do.
That's what
get
I would
do. Get them the hell out of there. And, you know, whatever. I get people wanting to protest. That's great. But I'm surprised at the security, because I don't think you could carry all that crap into a Texans game unless you weren't there. So, anyway. And it's funny. I didn't even know what rappelling was until my wife signed up for that charity one that she's going to do in a couple. Oh, that's what's happening on the 14th, John. She may be dead. I might not be able to do anything.
I mean, she's not going to stop you.
No, I mean, she dies, she dies. I mean, that's, that woman's crying. I'm going to take video, so if she does fall, we'll have something funny to laugh at.
That's true.
That'd be pretty cool. Plus, you know, insurance money. I'd be sad for a couple of days, and then I'd have to start over. You know how it goes.
Luckily, we're going to Vegas right after that.
So exactly.
We'll have some spending.
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, well, yeah, get that life insurance check, please.
And we'll pray on Twitter. We'll think and pray on Twitter first.
Yeah.
But then we're going to spend that dough.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going down to the Bellagio to play
That's
the
right.
big tables, man. We're going to sit down with the big boys. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Apparently, I think this is kind of cool. I'm starting to respect Jimmy Fallon more every time I hear about him. Yeah, I never thought he was that funny until he started doing late night, and I thought that was just the perfect venue for him.
Yeah.
He's really good. But do you see that now NBC's kind of worried about him because he parties so damn much?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, he's been in the hospital like 3 times for injuries while drinking, once for falling down, cutting his hand with a bottle. 3 injuries in 4 months. Now, look, I drink a lot. I don't really get a lot of injuries. So he's got a...
Well, you're not... He's small.
That's true. He's a wee lad.
You're built to take a bruising.
That's true. But apparently, he had to go to the dentist for a chipped front tooth, which he was fell down, basically.
That's so great.
Yeah. And it's really cool because apparently, everybody has a story about drinking with Jimmy Fallon. So this past January, he was singing Katy Perry's Walking on Air while crawling on the bar at the West Village gay bar Marie's Crisis. Before that, August's annual Apollo and the Hampton Summer Benefit, Fallon was drinking heavily and doing shots. He's a mess, says a Manhattan bartender who has served the host over the years, adding, I love him. She recalls a time around 2009 when a happily wasted Fallon played beer pong with the staff of the now-closed Whiskey River in Union Square until 5:30 a.m. before continuing the party upstairs at the bar's private apartment. Everything you've heard about his behavior is true. And Fallon's friend Seth Herzog says, everyone in New York has a Jimmy Fallon story. It's always like, in 2000, Jimmy threw this dude out of a bar, or poured his beer on someone, or got on a table and sang a song. I like this guy.
I like him, too.
I have to say, that's my kind of guy.
I didn't want to like him.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't want to like him, but he's pretty good.
But you got to love a guy that just gets out and parties with the people.
Yeah.
And can get away with it.
Respect.
And you know what? He keeps pulling numbers, so what the hell is...
Yep.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And... I'm just going to tell you, if you're one of those people who text the same thing 57 times, I'm intentionally not reading your question.
Okay.
I was going to get to it,
but now you
when you start spamming us, sorry. You won't get your question answered today. So Derek Jeter finally announced his official engagement to Hannah Davis.
I know. Can you believe it?
Hey, where's Glenn? We got to get Glenn's take on this, man.
Where is Glenn? We haven't seen that dude in a while.
He's taking this week off because he's a busy man. He's calling games. He's getting ready for the MLS playoffs, so they're having him go all over the place, so he needed this week off. Mm. So next week, next Tuesday.
Make sure he's available to come in for a segment, because ostensibly to talk soccer, of course.
Yes.
But we might mention that, just because I think he's taking the week off because he didn't want to deal with us.
That could be.
Because he knew darn well this was coming up.
Maybe we can convince Glenn to convince Hannah to have the wedding in Houston. We can crash it.
I don't think she'll do that.
I want to do shots with Derek Jeter. I want to get that guy completely wasted on his wedding day.
I don't think that guy messes up.
He doesn't hang around with me.
He thinks ahead. He's not hanging out with guys like us because he knows we're trouble.
No. Once he finds out we're family, Glenn's like family to us.
Yeah, but not.
Close enough.
I bet there's people in Derek Jeter's actual family who won't be at that wedding.
Probably not. Well, I don't have to be at the wedding. We're going to be at the pre-wedding party where we get him wasted.
We're not getting him wasted. Stop.
Okay, fine. I thought Glenn could help with that. I respected Glenn. Now I have to, cut him loose, man. If he can't get me in with Derek Jeter, geez, what good is he?
Zero chance.
Hustletown with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock tonight at 7:00. Jason Braddock's going to be celebrating over his Clemson Tigers. He's way, way over. I mean, just over the moon. Over.
He should be. Clemson That's Tigers. A really good team.
It is. It is. And yeah, we'll find out this week if Clemson's going to Clemson.
Yeah,
but if they get by this, they're in pretty good shape. I'm sure he'll be talking about that a lot because that's what he does. Headed to Vegas soon. What are your favorite tables? I don't really do table games. I just do poker and horse racing.
I like blackjack and I like to shoot dice. I'm better at dice than I am at blackjack, but I like to play blackjack more.
Yeah,
I like blackjack because it's constant action.
Yeah, the only thing I do non pokery is every now and then. Well, I used to play that little Greyhound game at the MGM, but it's gone.
Yeah.
So there's still the little... All right, if you get a chance to go to the MGM Grand, here's your late night thing when you're broke. They have this little goofball horse racing game, and it's only a quarter to play. That's what you do when you've lost all your money. You just go fill that thing with quarters.
Yeah.
There was one night I did that for like 4 hours, and I started with $10, won like $370 on that thing just playing quarters. I promptly went and lost that doing something else. But, yeah. But as far as poker goes, depending on your bankroll, MGM has really good tournaments twice a day. $100, I think, at night. It's 80 or 100.
I think it's 80.
I think it's 80, yeah. If you like small tournaments that are constant, Treasure Island has $40 ones basically every 4 hours. If you want to play big money, then the Wynn has a really good $500 tournament on Fridays, and Bellagio has a good one on Fridays as well for $500. Oh, they play, I think it's $1,000 on Friday, $500 the rest of the week. The problem is, while we're there, I can't play those tournaments because we have a show to do.
Yeah.
Unless I stick around and play the Saturday one.
We mostly play the nighttime tournaments either at MGM or at Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Depending on which end of the strip we're on.
Right. And Venetian has some pretty good ones too for about $200. So depending on where we're staying, which I don't know yet, you know, we'll probably hit all those. And
James asked if I play any Pai Gow. I do. Again, don't win that often, but I do.
I play some I used to play three card poker every now and then, but I don't ever do it for any money. Like, I'll put $50 on the table. If I lose it, I lose it. And it's usually when I'm way up and just bored and don't want to go sit at a poker table for 10 more hours. Because I'm getting where, like, those little 4 hour tournaments are enough for me. And because if I'm going to play cash, I got to commit to 6-7 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't know if I really like
doing that. I prefer playing tournaments.
I prefer them. But I've had,
and plus, like, man, those tournaments at TI, there are some donkeys there.
Yeah. And it moves fast too.
Yep.
It's as long as you can survive the early crap.
Yeah.
And you get to, once you get down to the final table, at that point, you got a good enough stack, man. The way the blinds are, you can crush. And it pretty much, if I get the final table, I know I'm not going to be worse than second at that point. But, you know, I've had 25 out of 26 winning cash sessions now, which is just unbelievable. But I don't do it enough. And some of those are, I won like $30. But some of them have been pretty good. So I'm probably better at cash, but I've always been a tournament guy. All right, we got to get you guys lined up. Didn't realize this was the last segment already. Boy, this flew by fast. So we're giving away two things today. Correct, John?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to have two winners, and one of you gets to choose. And whoever's second gets whatever's left. Whoever's third, you get nothing. Here's what we're playing for. The WWE 2K16 for PS4. Get in the ring and raise some hell with your favorite superstars, divas, and legends, offering the biggest roster in the WWE video gaming history with over 120 WWE stars. Play WWE 2K16 Showcase starring WWE legend Stone Cold Steve Austin, or check out My Career Mode and create your own star. WWE 2K16 is the most in-your-face video game from the WWE of all time. Get it now on all major video game platforms, rated T for teen. We'll take callers 20, 21, and 22. You're also playing for a $25 gift card to Genghis Grill. Over 80 fresh ingredients for you to make the perfect bowl. No two bowls are the same. Bring your friends and see if you can conquer our infamous fish bowl cocktails. Kids eat free on Tuesdays. Make sure you visit GenghisGrillHouston.com for your closest Genghis Grill. Whoever finishes first is going to get to choose between the two. Whoever finishes second gets whatever's left. Whoever finishes third gets nothing. You have to hold on through the break. We'll play more on the week when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. All right, what am I supposed to read here? I've gotten confused here at the end of the show. We play the Bud Light Fantasy game each Thursday during happy hour. It's absolutely free to play. This Thursday, we're having happy hour at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rice Village from 5 until 7. Top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rice Village from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light, and Hustle Town with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock coming up right after the show.
Nice.
So, good show, man. Love listening to those guys, and Always listen to them on the way home. If you haven't checked them out yet, please do. All right, here's how Moron of the Week works. We have three of you. We have Cecil, who gets Moron number one. We have Nick, who gets Moron number two. And we have Name That Has Not Appeared on My Screen, who gets Moron number three.
Ooh.
This is a constant problem with the
mystery
screen.
Mystery man.
Yeah. Which, okay, whatever. Charles. Congratulations, Charles. You're the third guy. So, Cecil, you get Moron number one, which we're going to call Tiger's Wood. Nick, you're going to get Moron number two, which we're going to call Calm Down Kids. And Charles, you get Moron number three, which is a bad time to be sexting. So we'll start with Cecil's Moron. Basically, best Moron, AJ and John will pick it. You'll get your choice between the PS4 game for WWE or the Genghis Grill gift card, and whoever's second, you get the other. Third, you get nothing. All right. What happens if you... Oh, I don't
you
know.
Die.
Well, we all die.
Yep. Eventually, that's what happens.
What do they say in Fight Club? On a long enough timeline, everyone's life expectancy
yep.
is zero? Yeah. Well, there's no reason to speed it up. If you're drunk... listen, I've gotten drunk and thought about doing stupid things. One thing that never occurred to me was break into a zoo. Well, have you ever thought about breaking into a zoo?
No. I saw that. I mean, I've thought about how like it'd be kind of cool to break into a zoo, but I've never thought about... It'd be cool to break into a zoo
and then try
and then
to
get into one of the exhibits.
And try to pet a tiger, which
yeah.
is what happened. A 33-year-old woman suffered a severe hand injury because guess what? The tiger bit her.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah. Jacqueline Ide said the woman named Mai, an 18-year-old three-legged Malayan tiger, is the one that bit her. Said they were called to the Creighton University Medical Center. The injured woman showed up. They said Ide was acting aggressively and appeared to be intoxicated. She had sneaked into the zoo and was bitten when she reached into the tiger exhibit. That is Moron number one playing for Cecil. If you're going to break into a zoo, stay away from the exhibits. There's better places to break
yeah.
into, I would think, but that's just me. All right, playing for Nick will be Calm Down, Kids. Every year we have some kind of goofy story from Halloween where somebody kind of screwed up. Well, we go to Quebec where trick-or-treaters... Go to a, apparently, well, I'll explain this the best way I can. A Quebec City pharmacy unknowingly passed out.
Unknowingly, are you sure?
They say unknowingly. Pills to kids. They gave them bipolar meds instead of candy. Which, hey, maybe it helped some of them. But seven individually wrapped pills were mixed in with the rest of the candy and given to trick-or-treaters throughout the day. Police say that the pills aren't dangerous, even though the side effects include nausea, tremors, and suicidal thoughts. That could be dangerous. But basically what happened, a customer dropped off her 17-year-old son's prescription on the way out of the store, and another customer picked up the fallen meds and left it on the counter too close to the candy bin. So that's Moron number two. So some kids got bipolar medication for candy. And finally, Moron number three, which is the sexting guy. A teacher... Of course, in Florida, Polk County. He's been arrested after students reportedly caught him watching pornography on a cell phone during class. And apparently it wasn't the first time.
Man teacher or lady teacher?
Man. Vadi Velez Gonzalez was teaching his ninth grade reading class at Mulberry High School.
By the way, if you're in ninth grade, shouldn't you already know how to read?
Theoretically.
Who's taking reading classes in ninth grade?
Apparently kids at Mulberry High School.
That's like...
They may not be able to read,
in
but
the
they
sophomore
could,
ABC class.
They could see porn on the phone. He's been charged with four counts of showing obscene material to minors. I mean, can you just picture this guy? What is he doing? Is he like looking at the students while he's in there saying, oh, man, I want this to be you? That's disgusting.
What about the what kind of porn was it? Do we know?
It doesn't say. If it's teen porn.
If it's teacher-student porn, that guy needs to be fired.
So here you go. Playing for Cecil was the tiger. Playing for Nick was the... knucklehead who passed out bipolar medication for Halloween, and Charles is the guy who was caught looking at porn in the classroom. I need a first and a second.
1-3-2 for me.
1-3-2.
Boom.
All right. Tiger Lady goes to Cecil. You get first choice. Charles, you get second choice. Nick, sorry, buddy. You need to dial either a little faster or a little slower. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Got Hustletown coming up with Jason Braddock and Craig Shelton. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. Especially since he had to relive being pepper sprayed. AJ Hoffman, great job. I didn't get in the way much today, so I'm
giving
myself
horrible.
A B-. It's pretty high for me for a Wednesday. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Till then, you guys stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.